I'd like to read three scriptures together. The first one in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. Matthew 11, and verse 28. Come to me, all ye who labour and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. First Epistle of Peter, and chapter 2, 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2 and verse 4. To whom coming, a living stone, cast away indeed as worthless by men, but with God chosen, precious. Yourselves also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Finally, in John 14, John 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe on God, believe also on me. In my Father's house there are many abodes. Were it not so, I had told you. For I go to prepare you a place. And if I go and shall prepare you a place, I am coming again, and shall receive you to myself, that where I am, ye also may be. Our desire in reading these scriptures together is to speak about the presence of the Lord Jesus. What a wondrous and wonderful blessing we have in coming to Jesus and knowing him as our Saviour and Lord. Son of God. He has taken us up as sinners, having come short of the glory of God, giving us to see his grace and mercy. How wonderful that is, and bringing us into the very presence of God in peace. We stand justified before a righteous God and sanctified before a holy God. For by one offering he has perfected forever the sanctified. Oh, we see the wonderful eternal value of the work of Jesus. On his part, there is no more offering for sins. On God's part, there is no more remembrance of sins. And on our part, there is no more conscience of sins. We stand before God without a spot. As the hymn says, not a cloud above, not a spot within. The Lord Jesus, therefore, has bought us with his precious blood and redeemed us to God. Wonderful. And we are his, and his forever. Nothing can separate us from him. On the cross, he died to save us. On the throne, he ever lives to intercede for us. And now he waits in patience to receive us into his presence forever. And now we wait in patience for him from the heavens. How wonderful. While we await, the Holy Spirit is our comforter, the one who sheds abroad God's love in our hearts. Forms us in the divine nature. Gives us to see all the blessings that we have in our Lord Jesus. The unsearchable riches that he has. Isn't that wonderful? But especially, the Holy Spirit links us with him, so that we might know that we are one with him above and prove his presence down here. The desire of the Lord Jesus is that we might know the joy and the comfort of his presence while going through this wilderness world. In Matthew, he bids me come to him. I am drawn to him so that I might know the rest that he gives. In this world, I labor and am burdened about many things, the cares and the sorrows of the way. Ah, the Lord Jesus knew the sorrows of the way. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He had nowhere to lay his head, nothing to rest on in this world. The background to these verses is that the Lord Jesus began to approach the city, in which most of his mighty works of power had taken place, because they had not repented. He felt the rejection keenly. But answering says, I praise thee, Father, Lord of the heaven and of the earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them to babes. Yea, Father, it has been well-pleasing in thy sight. How wonderful that the Lord Jesus had rest. Here I see the secret of his rest. His pillow was in the bosom of the Father's love. He brings me now to enjoy the Father's love. He tells me that the love wherewith he is loved is the same love that I am loved. This is rest. So I sit under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit is sweet to my taste. It is the good part to be alone with Jesus. He teaches me, my teacher. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As I learn of him, I take his yoke upon me. His yoke was in submission to the Father's will. Yea, Father, it has been well pleasing in thy sight. Perfect obedience. He took all from his Father's hand and had perfect rest. As I learn of him, I learn that the will of God is good and acceptable and perfect. So I find in the presence of the Lord Jesus rest and a love that never fails. So I'm drawn to the four Gospels, for there I see one who is divine and yet Please come as man, the meek and lowly one. What beauty God saw in Jesus. He had rest in his life down here. He had rest in his work at the cross. And he has rest at his right hand in the glory. I now feed on him and live by him. In 1 Peter, I have tasted that the Lord is good. It is to whom coming? I have to do with a person who holds my affections. At the end of John 6, you see there many of the Lord's disciples had gone away back and followed walked no longer with him. The Lord turns to the 12 and says, will ye also go away? Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? Peter had got it. He'd got to the person. Christianity is all about a person. And my heart being attached to a person, the Lord Jesus Christ, who was cast away as worthless by men, but with God chosen and precious. And he's now precious to me. So I draw near to him, and I find, as I draw near to him, the one who is a living stone, that I also am a living stone, being built up with all believers, a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. He is the builder and the cornerstone. And we are being built on himself. In Matthew 16 it says, the Lord Jesus says, on this rock I will build my assembly, and Hades' gates shall not prevail against it. He is the rock, the Son of the living God. And we are living stones, the product of God's workmanship. We see this in perfection in Revelation 21, where John is shown the bride, the Lamb's wife, seen as the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her shining was like a stone most precious. Yes, she's like Christ, the one who is precious. He gives us a view of this, the building that's complete. But he's building, we have been built up now, built up. It gives us, I believe, an appreciation of our comings together. The Lord is building up. So it says in Hebrews 2 of the Lord Jesus, I will declare thy name amongst my brethren. In the midst of the assembly will I sing thy praises. The Lord Jesus has secured us as worshippers and now leads us to where we can worship the Father. How wonderful is that? His Father and our Father. His God and our God. By the Holy Spirit's power, we enter into sharing with the Lord Jesus the praises to the Father. Now and eternally, it's the Lord's joy that we should enter into this with himself It's the Lord who touches our hearts and praises flow, which are acceptable to God by Him. When we come to John 14, the Lord Jesus had looked on the hearts of his disciples and saw that they were troubled at his soon leaving them. Nothing could satisfy them but the presence of the Lord Jesus. Their happiness was being with himself. So he comforts their hearts. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. I am coming again and shall receive you to myself." Mm-hmm. It is only the presence of the Lord Jesus that could satisfy their hearts. It is only the presence of the Lord Jesus that can satisfy our hearts. And the Lord Jesus will not be satisfied until he has gathered all his own into his presence eternally. And then he'll see of the fruit of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Ah, think of it, dear brethren. The Lord Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us in the Father's house. He gives us the assurance that it is himself that will come and receive us. He is our hope. I'd like to say a word about the sleeping ones. Asleep, those who are asleep through Jesus, the dead in Christ. Their portion at this moment is most blessed. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. Their spirits and souls are with him, and they are in the full enjoyment, consciousness of the Lord's love, having proved that underneath are the everlasting arms. The Lord said to the thief on the cross, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." The Apostle Paul says, "Being with Christ, which is very much better." What a comfort and what a joy to know that those who are fallen asleep through Jesus, their spirits and souls, are in the presence of the Lord Jesus. When he comes to receive us, the first thing he does in his tender love is raises the sleeping ones. Let us meditate on the tenderness of Jesus. It's the first thing he does. Their spirits and souls are reunited with their bodies. This time is glorified bodies. And we, the living, are changed in a twinkling of an eye into his image. And then we're caught up together. Wonderful joy. We're going to be caught up together. That vast company to meet the Lord in the air. And so to be ever with the Lord, to be in his presence eternally, it will be joy unspeakable. It's a blessed hope of our hearts. The Lord shall be satisfied, and we will be satisfied in his company forever. May the Lord give us to realize just how much he loves our company. The more I know his love I love him. I long for his presence. May the Lord bless the Lord.
Amen. Amen.